According to his biography on the legislature's website, Carl Gatto was born in New York City on December 29, 1937. He moved to Alaska in 1968 and was a career paramedic and firefighter with the Anchorage Fire Department. A visibly shaken Representative Bill Stoltz announced Gatto's death on the floor of the Alaska House.
It's with a great deal of sadness that I inform the members of this body, the people of the Valley, and the people of Alaska, that our friend and colleague Carl Gatto, Representative Gatto, as I want to remember him, passed away about an hour ago.
A Republican, Gatto was first elected to the House in 2002 and served five terms representing his Matsu Valley district. He chaired several committees, most recently House Judiciary. Gatto was battling prostate cancer this session and was often absent from the Capitol while receiving treatments. He suffered kidney failure last week. Stoltz said Gatto leaned heavily on spirituality and family in his final days.
Our sympathies to his wife, Kathy, who I'm so grateful that he got to spend his last days with.
Gatto also is survived by two daughters and two sons. In what amounted to a farewell speech on the House floor just a week before he died, Gatto thanked his colleagues for their support during his illness.
People would send cards, cards after cards after cards, and some of them I said, "Who the heck is this?" And when I got to the bottom of the card, it said, "Alaska Democratic Party." I said, "Well, if you can go there, they must be real and honest." So I want to thank you enough and thank each and every one of you with a special thanks.
Governor Sean Parnell released a statement saying Alaska has lost a great public servant who will be remembered for his wit and wisdom, his commitment to education and veterans issues, and his unwavering support for the people of the Matsu. Parnell ordered state flags lowered to half staff today. They will be raised to full staff on Thursday. In Juneau, I'm Casey Kelly.